It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad you're here today. Today, we also have our guest, who is the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Level Fields, an AI-driven fintech application that automates arduous investment research so investors can find opportunities faster and easier. His mission is to create AI tools that make advanced financial strategies effortless and accessible to everybody. With over 10 years of experience in building and leading technology and tech-enabled service firms, Andrew's got a proven track record of delivering innovative solutions that solve real-world problems and generate value for customers and stakeholders. Andrew Einhorn is our guest. Andrew, welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. How are you today?
Thanks, Mark. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
I'm fascinated by AI, especially when it comes to investing. So I can't wait to get into the nitty-gritty of what this is all about. But how did you get into this field? And it couldn't have been that long ago. AI hasn't been around that long, has it?
I mean, AI in its use case, yeah, it's been around 15 or 20 years. Obviously, we've got leaps and bounds lately in kind of the deployment of AI and the amount of resources that have gone to it. We had a company that was in the event monitoring and analysis space prior to Level Fields. And that company was largely looking at events that were occurring on social media and the news, and we were relaying those events to corporate communications officers at publicly traded companies. And so these were events, you think about a very large company that's, you know, got 100,000, 200,000 people. They don't really know necessarily what's going on operationally, particularly, you know, in the PR groups. So we built a software system to monitor what was going on externally so that they could monitor it themselves and get alerts. For example, you know, if a company was a train company and their train, you know, derailed, and they would want to know about that, right? Because that's going to be a media event, but typically it breaks on social media. Then there's a local news story, then there's a national news story. That's going to move the share price, you know, whether it could be a leak, it could be a contamination situation. So they have to spin up their talking points for that. So the piece of software that we used to have, which used Boolean operators to do this, would, you know, search, scan the market, scan news, figure out what was going on, flag it, send it to the PR groups. And then they would kind of spin up their talking points like, oh, you know, wasn't our fault. It was because, you know, somebody was parked on the track or the train was overloaded from the vendor, you know, different ways to try to offset the damage reputationally. And at the same time, you know, we did positive events too, you know, big corporate launch of like a new credit card for a credit card company and things like that we would track and analyze. And so we get very good at kind of structuring and finding information in the form of events from unstructured, just freeform text. But there were limitations on what you could do. You know, if anybody's done a Google search, you see those limitations, right? The keyword-based kind of searches, you get a lot of false positives. You look for Bluebird bio and you get bluebirds that fly in the sky and things like that. But So when we ended up selling the company in 2019 to a big private equity shop, kind of took a break, regrouped and said, what can we do better? You know, what didn't we have then that we could have now? And the answer was really like the contextual analysis that AI can create, the linguistic pieces to really understand like the nuances of human language, the difference between like the subject and the predicate of a sentence, who's the object of the preposition, and kind of the tone and sentiment, all these sorts of things that you and I naturally pick up as humans that a Boolean search would ignore, you know, that it would treat a baseball player and someone in financial markets the same way if they had the same name. So we had to solve for that problem. And, you know, we always kind of had a little bit in the back of our head, like, there's something in this with finance, right? We see share prices moving. We know events have moved markets, but we didn't really piece it together in terms of an application until COVID came. And then it was like, all right, we had built this cool AI. We had rebuilt some of our similar technologies from the previous business. And now we're layering that AI over and we're looking for use cases. And then COVID hits and it's like, oh, wow, man, do events really change the world? And it was crystallized that we really needed a way to relay not just that the event was happening, but what was about to happen next? What was coming after the fact, right? It's nice when you know somebody can tell you it's sunny outside, better when they can tell you it's sunny and it's going to be sunny for the next 3 days, pack a swimsuit. So we want to do the same thing with events. We want to say, like, this event happens and this is what normally occurs in the stock prices. This is how things normally play out. You know, Jeff Bezos leaves Amazon, Amazon stock's going to go down, but it's only going to go down for a short period of time. And then over time, the news is going to kind of be talking about the next person who's going to take the leadership position, and the stock will be right back where it was in 3 months, typically, right? And if you know that, you don't fall prey to panic, to emotional selling, emotional reactions, right? You can really make a mathematical decision the way, you know, a really good blackjack player could play at the casino and say, well, you know, there's a 40% chance they're going to pull a 10 card next. So yeah, hit, you know, and go for it. It's the same, you know, with stocks. And so the other part we say with this is, like, it's very difficult to predict the future 10 years from now, even 5 years from now, when it comes to how a company's going to perform. But it's pretty easy to figure out over the next 10 days if you know an event is catalyzing the share price up or down. And so we cook a kind of this background of analysis, data mining. You know, used to be big data, now everything's big data, now it's AI. So we layer the AI and the linguistics over it. And we're really just trying to cover a lot more ground than previously any individual investor could possibly do, right? You and I wanted to track 100 stocks. That's like a full-time job. You know, you're looking at filings and press releases and news and analyzing the share prices and analyzing the financials, and trying to keep up with that is really difficult. But now, you know, with the AI that we created, it allows you to see those things near instantaneously. You can just set an alert, say, I want to find, you know, give me a company that just got a new CEO that had a bad financial performance and is in the industrial sector, because I think they're in for a turnaround. And then the AI is just looking for that all the time, constantly. And when it finds it, it's like, boom, hey, got it. This is what you're looking for. Sends it to you. You don't have to read anything. So I'll pause there in case you have a question, but that's a big part of how it's operating.
Well, I have a few. Let me just get them all out and you can answer whatever order you want. First of all, who's your customer? Second of all, does this work for, you know, scraping and searching on public information? So, for example, what I'm referring to is, like, you know, finance.yahoo.com or something like that, where you can say, all right, can you give me all the stocks that are in the chemical industry that have a PE between 25 and 50 that have earnings coming out in the next 2 weeks? Can you do stuff like that, for example? Two questions for you.
Yes. You can set it up to say, let's say there's about probably 20 different filters, categorical filters. You can say, I'm looking for, you know, an industrial company of a market cap of, you know, 2 to 10 billion, with trading volume of, you know, at least 6 million shares a day, and a PE less than 30. And also, you know, has earnings growth of at least 32%. And I want to know when that company, you know, has a stock buyback or is releasing a special dividend to investors, because I want to be participating it before the ex-dividend date.
Yeah.
And it will go out and find that. And so what it's sort of doing is taking the traditional stock screener that you mentioned and adding the contextual information that's usually only contained in reports or news or company filings or company announcements. And it's merging those two together. So we're structuring the unstructured so that everything can be, you know, filtered and segmented the way you want it. You can also take existing holdings. Let's say you own 30 stocks, but you don't want to watch or monitor the news for them all the time for just, you know, a couple really horrible or really great events that might happen, like day to day. Maybe you own Apple or Microsoft and you're like, whatever happens day to day, I don't care. I'm a long-term investor. I just need to know if something awful happens, right? You can set an alert for some of the more bearish events and bearish scenarios and get alerted to it and say, oh, okay, yeah, I'm glad I know about this, because it's a DOJ, you know, investigation for antitrust violation or something of the sort. So you can save a lot of time, you know, is sort of one of the main value props. Obviously, you can make money locating events that have pretty huge impacts. I mean, we have events on the site that have done 600% in a day. Those are rare, but they do happen. There's a good number of them between like 20 and 50% in a daily move. A good number, you know, that are doing 50 to 100% over a few month periods, because you have to think about some of the events that are like transformational for a company. And oftentimes it's paired with what's going on globally. So if the price of something like coal skyrockets, well, coal companies do really well because they don't have to do anything differently except sell their product for three times the price. And then they take those profits and they send them back to shareholders, and they send them back with an announcement of why they're sending them back, the returning capital, right? So if you're monitoring all of the market, you can see all these signals. But it's impossible as an individual without technology like this to do that, to know that that just happened, that this company, you know, there's one, I think last year, the year before, Arch Resources, they did a special dividend, and it was like $11 per share, one-time wow. dividend, you know, which amounted to like an 8% gain if you just sat there and took the money from them. So you sign up, you know, buy the stock in advance a couple of days of the record date and just get $11 a share. But then you got to ask the question, like, well, why are they giving away money? Like, you know, like they're at a nightclub. They're doing it because there's something big going on in the world. And that big thing just happened to be the war in Ukraine that was driving up the price of coal in Europe because they couldn't get natural gas out of Russia. And so coal companies, you know, out of West Virginia and others were just crushing it. So it's a lot of those like piecing it together, but it does it for you. You don't have to be an investing expert to do this. You just have to understand how to read, you know, a green bullish indicator or a red little bearish indicator on the site, and, you know, follow some of the guidance. To your question about who uses this, I mean, we hope everybody will use it, but right now it's largely independent investors.
That's so, a retail investor.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a retail, though we have a lot of like institutional, like former institutional investors, like, you know, the kind of retired traders on Wall Street that then just want to do this a little bit on the side. But predominantly you have people who have full-time jobs. They want to make a little more money. You know, they have a lot of their portfolio in kind of long-term indexes, but then they want a piece of it that's devoted to higher returns. You know, getting 7-8% in the market for years is pretty good. Getting 7-8% per day is better. And so they want to be able to, you know, take two or three of those 7-8% per day kind of or week, you know, type of trades and do that, but do it without effort and without a huge learning curve. And I think, you know, a lot of the people who use the site, they've tried technical analysis, and they maybe have tried some of like the stock picking sites that are opinion driven with not a lot of success. And they wanted something that was data driven, you know, and so they look for something that's just simple to use. Like, okay, this event happens and then this share price moves. Yeah, I can do that. You know, I follow that. So, you know, we have a range, I think, of ages. you know, we have a survey that people have to fill out when they come in. So it ranges from like 22 to 75 years old on the site. Most, you know, the biggest group I would say is 25 to 40. So second biggest group is a little older than that. And then you can kind of tell, you know, based upon the geographic location, it skews pretty much as you would expect domestically with, you know, California and New York and Florida being kind of the bigger states. But we do about 30-35% international as well. So it's interesting to see, you know, investors coming in from Australia and Singapore and India, you know, Canada, some in South America, a good number in Europe, Western Europe.
Okay. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's
cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
So my brain is, because I use AI to do a lot of different things, but my brain kind of goes to, all right, it's one thing to have a screener. It's a next level, no pun intended there, to have this AI level, which is screening for contextual information. Yet, I think some of the big problems with AI have to do with prompt writing. So as an investor, you kind of have to be pretty good at writing prompts. Or do you guys have some kind of tool that helps you write the right prompts to get the right information back that you need? How does all that work when you go down to the next level deeper?
It's all baked into the system. So we've done the hard work. We've created those search setups for you. So you don't have to do anything, really. You just click a button. If you want, you come in, you browse different event types. And you just, if you want an alert for that event type, you just click turn on alert. That's it. And it goes, does it for you.
Wow.
If you want to customize it further, you say, well, I like this event type, but can you only do it for large cap tech companies? Then that's just two more clicks. Large cap and tech, and that's it. And then it's done. Wow. You can set the alert to be, you know, once a day, or you can set it to be more frequent. That's up to you. But we don't require any knowledge on prompt engineering. You know, we don't require anything that is really a lift for the person to know how to do it. We're trying to make everything just super easy. And that's where really the name and the brand is, you know, leveling the playing field to try to keep an average individual investor have the same sort of investing capabilities as the larger firms out there that employ hundreds of people doing this and monitoring the market and monitoring the news and having $25,000 a year Bloomberg terminals.
Right. So,
yeah.
Can you get this to do the trading for you?
No. Okay. I mean, if you are an engineer, you could figure it out, but we would not be involved in that process. So we do have some technical people that take the alerts that go out and they use those as a trigger for like a webhook to a stock trading app, but that's completely outside our control. We don't want to be a broker dealer. We don't want to be SEC monitored. So this is information service and it's analysis, it's data analytics. How people trade that really depends on them. And there's a lot of different styles. We have a lot of stock option traders that use the platform.
Sure.
And the option traders love it because, you know, it's very difficult to know what your exit and entry points are. And so the system itself is showing kind of what happens post event on a day by day basis. So it makes it easier to say, okay, I'm going to set an expiration date on my option contract for a week from now and, you know, 3 points higher. And that's an easy trade. And so they can take an event that would be a 4% increase in the equity price and make 25-30% on the option contract.
Right. Huh. I could see all kinds of applications for this. So, I mean, the bottom line is, if we're really boiling it down, this gives the trader presumably an edge, an information edge, not certainly a, maybe even a little bit of a probabilistic edge. Would you agree with that? Or is there something 100%. I missed in that description?
Yeah. And I would include myself as one of those as well. And, you know, it's part of what I told my wife when we started the company. I'm like, one way or another, we'll make money off of it. Either we'll do it, you know, with our own trades, or we'll do it by selling subscriptions. Hopefully it's both.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So I do use the platform a lot. And what's really interesting to me and kind of some of the ways I use it for my own investments is looking at patterns.
You know,
not just one event, but like a series of different types of events. Kind of give a better story of a company. So if a story, you know, if a company does a dividend increase, that's great. If they do three in a year, that's symbolic of something meaningfully big. And if they do that on the back of like a stock buyback or some addition to an index, that's huge. That's a company that, you know, over a 6 to 12 month period is probably going to see 50, maybe 100% growth. And you can look for some contrarian signals as well. You know, during kind of market sell-off periods, you'll see some companies that are still having these sort of like very bullish kind of events. And you're going, why, you know, like the whole market's selling off. How is this company, you know, continuing to increase their dividend by 25%? And then, you know, you poke around the internet and you figure out why in about 2 seconds. So that really is useful. And you find a lot of companies that you didn't even know were public stocks. you know, like there's a lot of companies out there that I think most people just wouldn't even be aware of that they exist to trade as a stock.
Yeah.
You know, you pointed out, like we go to breakfast at this restaurant as an example, First Watch.
Yeah.
That's a stock. You know, so you can make it kind of a little bit more related to your life and your lifestyle if you can see more of the companies that are out there. And, you know, that's the fun part. You're kind of exploring the economy through the lens of events.
Well, first of all, I didn't know First Watch was public, so that's thanks for that. Second of all, I'm going to throw one at you here. Tesla has reports tonight, right? So they're reporting their earnings tonight, and it's probably the most important earnings report we've ever had out of Tesla, because I think they're in the middle of a shift from focusing on EVs to using the EV as the hardware to focus on software through robotaxi and auto driving. So how could you look at something like that based? Can you build a prompt? Can you build a query to figure out, you know, going into numbers, what they've done in the past and maybe extrapolate what they might do in the future? Or does it take into account all the crazy news that has been out there, you know, quantitatively and qualitatively on Elon Musk and the pundits and the researchers and the changing of all the price, you know, target prices and all that? I know I'm just throwing it out there for you. You can answer it any way you want, or you don't even have to answer it, but you know, what do you think?
I mean, the answer is we don't do every event type. You know, we have certain sets that we know are reliable indicators of share price movements. One of them, we do have a Tesla event type on the platform for product launches. And so, you know, we added that one knowing that it's about a 50-50. And actually some of the users complained that it's 50-50. And it's like, well, we put it on there because there was such bullish sentiment every time they did a product launch that it would just be, you know, through the moon. It's not the case. You know, half the time it goes up, half the time it goes badly. And it's good to know that. And if you're an options trader, you can make money, you know, knowing that it's going to be volatile regardless. So that's the one that we track on Tesla. You know, certainly you could look at historically and see how they've done, like post product launches over a longer period of time. You could look at the financials on the platform and different charting systems. But, you know, I think it's kind of important to know that expectation matters in the market. And so with a company like Tesla, you know, there's been kind of lowering of expectations over time. And you see that the share price just went sub 150 today. You know, it's not that uncommon. It was 113, not more than like 6 or 8 months ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. So they go through this boom and bust in sentiment, and it's largely a perception driven stock. It's not really driven by fundamentals. So, you know, Elon Musk is sort of the master of, you know, sleight of hand. And he sort of gets his attention span back on something. It's like, okay, well, let's talk about robotaxis now and stop focusing on the earnings. And it usually works. You know, he drives back the share price and things calm down. And then all of a sudden Tesla's not a struggling EV manufacturer. It's a robot company, right?
AI company.
Right. It's wow. An AI machine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fascinating. I think it's amazing. Two questions. First of all, what have I not asked you? Because I don't know everything about your business. I know enough to be dangerous, but what am I not asking you that I should ask you? And second of all, how can people find out a bit more about you?
Well, the last one's easier to answer. So start okay. With that first. Just go to levelfields.ai. You can sign up. It's the introductory price is $228 a year. There's a podcast code that you can use for your audience. It's the word podcast and the number is 23 after it. That will give you a discount. So that's Level Fields AI. If you're, you know, grocery shopping and or at the gym and listening to this, just text it to yourself. You'll find us if you Google it. And, you know, to the other question, like some things that people might be interested in knowing, we have long-term invest. Like I think one of the biggest questions we get is if you're a long-term investor, can you still use this? And the answer is absolutely. It really, really is helpful. Sure. The way we look at it, you know, yes, you can use the events and make trades, but you can also use the events to streamline your investment research process. So you don't have to go back and forth between a chart and a news feed to try to figure out why did the stock sell off 20%, you know, 6 months ago? And is this still a safe stock to buy? You know, what are the fundamentals? What are the catalysts? It just really, it takes something that a process that normally takes hours and can do maybe 2 minutes, you know, in terms of what it will actually take you to find those types of stocks.
Wow.
So really helpful just to see kind of the quickly the history of the company and to see those patterns. And so we have, you know, a number of investors that are using it for multi-year entry and exit points. So I wouldn't be deterred if you feel like, you know, oh, gee, I'm not a day trader, I can't use this. That's not why we designed the system. Certainly one of the use cases, but it's not the only one.
Interesting. Well, it's a fascinating story, and congratulations to you for seeing the future and putting your wholehearted efforts toward it. I think it's probably going to pay off. It sounds like a reasonable subscription price, and it sounds like a great product. So I hope people can take advantage of that. So
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, we have a little bit of more premium price for those that want a little extra help on the platform, but it's as cheap as you're going to get for owning your own and renting your own AI these days.
Sure. Sounds like it. I mean, I spend $20 a month on ChatGPT. So sure. It's the same price as that roughly.
Yep. And I don't pay that much on parking.
Yeah, exactly. Or coffee. I mean, it depends exactly on what we look at, right? So this makes you money. So listen, hey, thanks for your time and wisdom. I thought this was a fascinating story, and I think this is going to be cool and probably the future. So I think you're on the cutting edge. Thank you for being here on the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. And everybody else who's listening and watching, remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you next time. So listen, hey, thanks for your time and wisdom. I thought this was a fascinating story, and I think this is going to be cool and probably the future. So I think you're on the cutting edge. Thank you for being here on the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. And everybody else who's listening and watching, remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.